Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, and today I want to go over John 15:1 with you from the Greek New Testament. In English, this verse says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman." Let's go ahead and read it in Greek. "Ego imi iambelos ialithini, keo patirmu oiergos esti." All right, let's read it again. "Ego imi iambelos ialithini, keo patirmu oiergos esti." Now let's go through this word by word. "Ego," we should remember from the lesson on John 14:6, means I. "Ego imi," I am. "Ego imi iambelos," that means I am the vine, okay? Now, ambelos is a little bit tricky to pronounce because there's an exception here with this P that I want to teach you about. Usually, this letter makes the P sound, but whenever P comes after me, it actually makes a B sound. That's just an exception to the rule. So every time you see a P following a me, you always pronounce it like a B. Therefore, this word is pronounced ambelos. Ambelos. Okay? Now notice it's e ambelos. In Greek, words have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. We've already seen this in some of the previous lessons, but masculine words, when they use the word the, it's this word right here, o. In the nominative case, the word for the, if it's masculine, is o, if it's feminine, is e. All right? If it's neuter, it's to, but we haven't gotten to that yet. So we've got ego, imi, iambelos, ialithini. Now, this word alithini should remind you of in John 14:6 when Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." The truth was ialithia, okay? So when truth is a noun, it's alithia. When it's an adjective modifying a feminine noun, iambelos, it's going to be alithini. So you should be able to see the similarity between ialithia from John 14:6 and alithini in John 15:1. Okay. And by the way, it's very important that you memorize these verses. You know, as you go through these lessons, you need to learn the lesson, understand the verse, and memorize the verse. Okay? So ego imi iambelos ialithini means I am the true vine. Now you notice that the word order is different in Greek than it is in English. We would say I am the true vine. But what this literally says is, I am the vine, the true. Okay, and that's one way that Greek sometimes handles adjectives. It states it in that way, the vine, the true. Iambelos ialithini. Doesn't sound normal in English, but of course it sounds perfectly normal in Greek to say iambelos ialithini. So that's I am the true vine. K means and. O patirmu means my father. Okay? Literally, it's the father, my. When you see this word mu, it comes after the noun that it modifies. Okay? So if we want to say my father, we say o patir mu. Now notice that the word mu does not have an accent on it. Okay? It gets run together with the noun that it modifies. So we put our accent on patir, and we basically pronounce this as if it were one word. So to say, and my father, we say, ke o patirmu, patirmu, okay? Ke o patirmu, that means, and my father, o yergos, okay? Now, this means the husbandman, yergos, esti, all right? Esti means is. So instead of saying, and my father is the husbandman, it basically says, and the father my, the husbandman is. Notice, the Greek word order is different than in English. Words get moved around. And in Greek, you can actually say things a lot of different ways because the word order is not as set in stone as it is in English, okay? So, yergos. What does this remind you of in English? Well, if you were to take these two gammas and just change them out for English letter G, you'd have the name George. And this is actually where the name George comes from, and this is still a popular name in Greece today, yergos, all right? So basically, you can remember the word husbandman by remembering that that's where we get the word George, the name George today in English, okay? Now, the letter gamma is a letter that is pronounced not exactly like an English G, okay? Now, if it comes in front of sounds like alpha or omega or omicron or the oo sound that omicron epsilon makes, it's pretty similar to an English G sound. So like when we pronounce the name of the letter gamma, it's pretty close to being a G. It's just a little bit softer of a G, almost like partway between a G and a Y. Okay. Pretty much sounds like an English G in front of letters like that, just a little softer, approaching a Y sound. Okay. But when it comes in front of your E sounds, that like iota, eta, or epsilon, or when it comes before an epsilon like this, it's more like a Y sound, okay? So this word is pronounced yergos, yergos, all right? And you'll notice that when you make a yes sound and a g sound, your mouth is almost in the same position. These two sounds are pretty similar, believe it or not. So this word is pronounced o yergos, esti. So again, in Greek, the word my comes after the noun that it modifies when we use the word mu. O patir mu, o yergos, esti. So for example, if I wanted to say my wife, in modern Greek, my wife would be e gineka mu. All right, again, starts with a gamma, sounds like a Y sound, e gineka mu. That's where we get our word gynecologist, okay? E gineka mu. Okay, notice how the my is after gineka, all right? So e gineka mu, o patir mu, o yergos esti. So let's read the whole verse again. Ego e mi e ambelos e alithini ke o patir mu o yergos esti. So what did we learn this lesson? We learned that the P after me makes a B sound. Okay, we learned that sometimes adjectives are dealt with in this way, iambelos ialithini. And we also learned that the word mu, which means my, comes after the noun that it modifies. It has no accent on it and it gets run together. O patir mu, o patir mu. And then we can remember the nouns, alithini, we already know, from Ialithia in John 14:6, Yergos reminds us of the word George, Yergos, okay? And then Patir reminds us of the word paternal, the father. Ambelos, I can't really think of any connection between that and our English word vine. If you think of one, leave it in the comments. But again, ego imi e ambelos e alithini ke o patir mu o yergos esti. Memorize. In the next video, we're going to go over 3 John verse 1 and review the dative case.